Acts chapter 20. I appreciate the word of God that's already been preached this morning, and for the blessed feeling in my soul, do something this morning that's different for me. Be using notes and outlines. That's unheard of for me. But what I'm preaching, what I'm teaching this morning is because God gave it to me. It's not my style, but the Lord gave it to me, and so I'm going to be obedient and do what God wants me to do. I begin reading in verse number 28. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch, and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. I want to preach this morning on the wolves that are among us. And the Holy Ghost woke me up in the night and told me to study wolves. And I began to study the best I knew how and to get everything I could get on studying wolves. I mean, really, if they're among us, I thought I ought to find out all I could. I found out that nobody in the religious realm had written very much about wolves as it pertains to this. And I found out that all my information had to come from heathen sources. And so I began to search the libraries and to find out what I could. And finally, I went to Battleground, Indiana, and stayed with the wolves and around the wolf pens all afternoon, and had those folks to teach me about wolves. And before I got on, I decided I already knew a whole lot about wolves because I'd been pastoring a Baptist church for years. I wanted to hear the wolves howl. I said, I wanted to hear them howl. I really did. I'd never heard a wolf howl. And I found out after I heard them howl it, I'd also heard that over the years. I went to this to the wolf pens, and they said, "No, you'll have to be here at night in order to hear the wolves howl. The wolves don't howl in the daytime like they do at night." And I couldn't be there at night. So I said, "God, you fix it." I saw those wolves, saw them handle those wolves, and we walked around. And all at once, this lady stopped that's guiding me and said, "Very strange, the pack is howling." I said, "Glory to God, the Holy Ghost knows exactly what I need." And I heard the wolf howl pack. I howled, and great God, I'd heard them before. And it's the same sound. After a while, I'm going to howl a little for you. And you may not like my kind of howling, but I imagine a whole lot of you preachers, it'll be very familiar to you. Now, the Word of God talks about wolves in 13 different places. And I got to looking up the scientific classification for wolves. And the scientific classification that covers all wolves is Canis lupus. And I said, "That don't mean anything to me. I'm an old country boy and I can't hardly read English." But the Holy Ghost said, "You get this. Because a wolf is a wolf is a wolf. Doesn't make any difference what color he is, what kind of hair he's got, where you find him, what Baptist church he's in. He's the same wherever he is." I like that. I know about that. There's no difference in wolves. They're all the same. Got the same nature. And the Bible talks about three different kinds of three adjectives it uses to describe wolves. First of all, ravenous wolves. I looked that up in the dictionary. It says to take by force, to consume greedily, to devour, to seek or to seize as prey or plunder, taken under conditions of extreme hunger, greedy for gratification. I'm talking about, I want you to, if you can, to coincide this with wolves that's in your congregation. I'm not preaching to a preacher this morning that doesn't have wolves coming to your church. You've got them, and it'd be good for you this morning. I'd recognize them when you see them. It'll help you. And then it said evening wolves. I found out those, it's something about evening wolves. Those wolves hunt. Their major hunt is in the afternoon. Then they lay up through the night and lay and sleep the next day. And then when evening comes, they get hungry again. And as they realize it's getting later and later, they get more greedy and more ravenous and begin to tire at anything they see. That's why I found out that you can have better day services than you can night services. Because all them day wolves, they're laying up sleeping over what they've done the night before. Amen and amen. Then it talks about grievous wolves. And it says that because everywhere they go, they leave a trail of grief. Now these heathen writers didn't understand what they was doing, but they was just handing me little jewels. Every time I'd read something they wrote, I'd just about have a shouting fit in the library, in my home, wherever that I happened to be studying. Number one of them said, the voice of the sheep, the blading of the sheep, never harmonizes with the howling of the wolf. How about that? I've noticed that in the church, haven't you? But there's something about disharmony when the wolves are talking. You can't get it to harmonize. Them wolves can't sing in the choir. Or better when the testifying gets right. Everybody looks like the testifying. One of them wolves can get up and he sits down. You wonder, what in the world was that bird talking about? He's a wolf. It'll never will harmonize. Never, 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 never. And all the wolves are not sitting in the congregation, by the way. Bless God, there's a whole lot of them that's standing in the pulpit. And we need to know what we're dealing with, our brother, so we can identify them. Hallelujah. Wolves work for themselves and for their own bellies. They do not work. They do not work for anybody else. Now they work as a pack, and we'll get to that in a few moments. And everything they do, it looks like it's not for themselves. It is for themselves. They're just working for their own bellies. I want you to know that bird comes down the road and acts like he's interested in your church and in your children. He's not interested in it at all. If he's a wolf, he's interested in himself. I want to know if you find somebody that's interested in self-gratification, get more money and more position, you better watch him. He's a wolf. There's no doubt about it. And the wolves howl to scare. Well, seldom howl after you lift your head. Boys, when I got that's a blessing to me. I got some of them in my church that cannot talk without they get their head in the air. And I'm one of them boys that ain't no use you looking at me. You say, preacher, you're doing different this morning. I'm doing right what God wants me to do, and I'm going to keep on doing that. Bless God this morning. Brother, we've got folks in our churches can't say and do nothing unless they get their head in the air. That lady told me, she said, now these wolves like to have a layup. They'll go and get in a high place and lay up on the high place and just lay there and observe what's going on. I've got people in my country, they can't say anything in the church unless they won't come to the pulpit and say it. They'll say, preacher, can I come up here? You'll say, no, stand where you're at. You got something good to say. It'll sound as good down there as it does up here. They're just laying up to look over your congregation. Bless God so they can come in and kill something. Amen. Now, all the wolves won't be the leader of the pack. And they'll fight for that position. Male and female. Boys, I run on to something there. Great God in heaven, every wolf. Now, all the wolves are listed from Alpha to Omega in prominence and in leaders in the pack. And they have an alpha wolf, alpha male, alpha female. The alpha male rules everything in the pack, everything in the pack. But I want you to know that sometimes the alpha female also does the ruling of the pack, but she'll do it behind the scenes, and she permits that male to do what she wants him to do, and puts him, hallelujah to God, and puts him out in the front, brother, and makes everybody think, and makes him think he's the doing it, when he really don't have no authority at all, but he'll turn and look back to the female to see if he can go any farther before he makes any move. Amen. I know about all of that. I see that, brother, in my congregation all the time. Y'all ever see that? Brother, a whole lot of the males that's out of line, they have checked in home with the alpha female before they know what to do when they come again. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. The world's mercy seat. Now, God told me, and I started studying this, said, don't you take what old brother so-and-so said. I want you to get facts. Brother, I hear some of the awfulest tales about wolves, and people talk about wolves and stuff that's not true. And they don't know, they don't understand. But God said you get facts and facts only. Don't take nobody's word for anything. You study what's already been studied out scientifically, and folks know about wolves. Now I want you to listen to this. Wolves versus sheep. First of all, the clothing don't match. I mean, if I can't tell sheep wool from wolf hair, there's something wrong with you. The clothing don't match. Hey, you got these folks want to dress our brother half naked all the time. Under God, there's something wrong with that mess that does not want to come under the authority of God and dress like a sheep ought to dress and look like a sheep. Don't get nervous. I ain't going to be on this long, and I'll go on to something else. Eyes are not alike. Eyes are not like them little old sheep eyes. Just as innocent boys, all they're looking for is a place to graze and a place to lay down and sleep and to try to help somebody else. But that wolf's eyes, brothers, are dancing all the time looking for something to devour their eyes. And brother, eyes won't do evil all the time. There's something wrong with folk if they're never satisfied unless they're watching an HD old movie. Hallelujah to God. I want to say to you, if you got sheep's eyes, you'll be satisfied on Sunday morning to see God's man preach that. I'd rather to see folk living right and dressing right. Amen and amen and amen. And their ears don't match either. You can tell the difference between a sheep's ear and a wolf's ear. I mean, anybody that's got any sense, they don't listen to the same things. You know what that sheep out there is listening to? And I'm not just throwing this out of my mind. I've read about all of this. And that sheep's ear is tuned to two things. The voice of the shepherd and the bleating of the other sheep. To give him direction on what's going on around the flock. Brother, I'm going to say this to you. That sheep gets all kinds of contentment, brother, when all the rest of them sheep are just going, meh, meh, meh. Everybody just grazing around going, meh, meh. But all at once he hears one of the other sheep go, nah! All the terror strikes his soul. That's why I'll never get up the congregation and say, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Hell's bombarding me and folks. I believe I'm going down. God help us. Our brother, we ought to stand to our feet and say, I'm having a little hard time. But great God, it's all help me pray. Everything's going to be all right. This author, I'm talking about heathen authors now. Give me every bit of this. Get nothing out of a religious book at all. But he said that. That sheep's out there grazing, that wolf's over here watching. That wolf always chases the joint before he comes in and does any damage. He'll come around on Sunday morning, he won't start anything. He'll come in and say, well, I'm just visiting. We're just looking around to find us a church, and after a while, when we find one that suits us, we're going to settle in. Amen. Here's this little old sheep out here grazing by himself. Just as content, that little old tail of wagon. And he can sense there's a wolf around somewhere. Wolves can sense it. Our brother, if they're sharp, here's this wolf laying. And all at once he said, I can't figure this out now. Something wrong here. Because this wolf's so content, and I know he can sense and smell that I'm around here. He just keeps grazing. Is he blind? I can't hear it. Don't he have any sense? And all at once he looks around, standing back up here on this little knoll, is that shepherd with a 12-gauge shotgun looking around. Hallelujah to God. I'm going to tell you what, if you've got a shepherd above that's carrying this sword up here and ain't afraid of hell and all that's in it, our brother can stand guard around over the front. Our brother, you can graze in peace and have freedom. Hallelujah to God. Our brother, his heirs tuned to the voice and the movement of the shepherd. Yeah, wolves usually adapt and blend to their surroundings. I mean, if you're independent, fundamental, premillennial, sin, hating, devil, fighting, Bible believing, they'll get so they can quote that as good as you can. If you bow down to Nashville every morning, they get where they bow down to Nashville. Doesn't bother them a bit. Well, they'll just do whatever you do in order to get along with you. That's under when there's a marching round over the country and coming in gangs. Our brother is sitting in our churches to find out whether we'd have them or not. Our brother, I went to preach and said, what must I do? And he said, preach hellfire and brimstone. Our brother preach against drinking wine and liquor and running around somebody else's wife. And he said, nobody preach that. If they ain't right, they'll leave. Hallelujah, preacher. Just preach that. If they ain't right, they'll take off on you. Amen. And then wolves, they love cold regions. Why stay around where the heat is? You preachers hear me this morning. Boy, you've got pie suppers. The wolves will be in. You got more ball games and hay rides than you got preaching the Word of God. They love them cold regions. But boys, they get in a place where the fire is hot. They can't stand that. I mean, they get around where the heat is. They can't stand it. Preacher, keep the heat on. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and cut out the games and preach the straight Word of God. The wolves can't stand it. Amen, amen. Wolves, it's been proved, can read fear and aggression in other animals. And emotions. You know what that wolf can do? He can tell when you're a mamby-pamby preacher. He can read fear in you when he comes in the church. Just about tell by your preaching whether you're dangerous to stay around or not. Bless God, it'd be good every once in a while when strangers come in to have you a good Sunday morning, hallelujah, fit, before you ever start preaching. Let them know what you are and what you believe in. It'll put the wolves to flight. They can read it in you. They can read it in you. And bless God, if you'll do what God wants you to do, you'll have to put up with the wolves. I used to. When they'd come in, I'd get afraid. I think, well, some of them no doubt got a degree that Dr. Allison is talking about, and that'd scare me. I found out wolves got degrees too. Ain't that right? Great God, you ought never be afraid. On Sunday morning to the shepherds, you ought to be. Make war on the wolves. Wolves live and work only where game is available. Ain't no game around, they won't be around. You got them loose little old girls and little old loose boys around your congregation, the wolves will be around. If you've never fortified your sheep, they're in danger. They know where the game is. They know where the fortifications are. And that's exactly where they'll be. Usually there's no such thing as a lone wolf. Now it's good for you to get. You talk about folks being lone wolves. Usually there's no such thing. Now there are scouts. They'll get out and hunt and trail and find out where it's at. But they got sense enough. If they know if they live, they got to live by pack strength. And they'll go back and get the pack and bring them in. So when he comes in on Sunday morning by himself looking around, you can make sure the next Sunday morning, if the ground is favorable for game, he'll be back the next Sunday morning, his family and his neighbor's family and his sister-in-law's family, and they'll all come in pretty soon. They're fixing to eat somebody. Oh, by the way, I want to put this in there. This is not in any book, but I'll put it in there anyway. I did find it somewhere. I'll always be careful, preachers, when you go to church, who invites you home for dinner first. The first time that invites you home for dinner, you better look out. Guess when that wolf comes around and pats you on the back and said, I want you to go home with me for dinner. Can you imagine a wolf doing a lamb out of the way? Guess who they're going to have for dinner? Hey, 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 hey! Wolves would sooner a little rather live in another animal's den than to dig their own. They'd rather come over and take what you've got to start one of theirs. Ain't that right? It is right. Food is swallowed at the kill and then vomited up to the pups. Come down to church on Sunday morning. Don't like what's going on. Won't say a word to nobody. Say, good morning. Praise the Lord. Good message this morning, preacher. And I love you. And God bless you. And get back home where the kids is around the dinner table. Say, oh, to God, that's awful as mess I ever heard in my life. And I wish to God a preacher would preach abominating it up to the pups. And the pups will never forget it as long as they live. Well, his actions are unpredictable. I went into them wolf pens and I'd already read in the paper about a wolf they had. She showed me everything in there, all the wolves, and finally I said, where's Mickey at? And she said, what do you mean? I said, you got a wolf here named Mickey. I, wonder if I could see him. She said, yeah, I guess we can take you down there. And Mickey's a killer. He killed a little old boy and had him pinned up down there by himself. But I went down there, something different about Mickey than all them other wolves. He didn't act the same. He didn't look the same out of his eyes. And she said, once they've made the kill, they're never the same. You always tell them wolves that stuck a preacher down, something different about him. He's never the same. Look different out of his eyes. He's got a hunger to do it again. And he's never safe to have around. I'm going through this stuff and I'll soon be done. Now when the wolf makes attack, there's always, and if they're delivered, there's always joy in the flock. Boys, I like that when I run onto that. That wolf comes down. I won't tell you about that. These wolves actually will come around where the flock is, never attack. Just come down and lay down about 100 yards from the pack. And the herd all gets nervous. And they get excited. Yeah. And the first thing a sensible pack will do will be band together. They'll just all come together. And them wolves know that. And they'll always face the enemy. Boy, that's really smart. When the sailors out on the sea run into storm, they don't turn side to it. They turn the nose into it and stay into it till the storm ceases. And that's exactly what you ought to do. Now, when the wolf attacks, 90% of the time, he'll attack from the flank. He wants to get you scared, get you to running, get you separated one from another, and then he'll attack from the flank. But the wolf seldom ever attacks from the front. Bless God, preachers, don't be afraid of them. Face them. Don't turn tail and run. Doesn't make any difference who they are. Face them and stay with them. And don't be afraid. Amen and amen. But these wolves will come and lay down. After a while, the herd will say, well, they're not going to bother us. They look like pretty nice wolves. And maybe a little group will go off this way and a little group this way. And one of them wolves will just get up in the center and walk over and lay down between them two groups.
Yeah.
And after a while, another will come over and lay down with him. Now they got two groups. After a while, there'll be another group divided, and there'll be a wolf. And after a while, before you know it, they got a little calf off by himself, and they'll charge him and kill him. I want to say to y'all, don't never become complacent. Don't never divide yourself. Brother, wolves are around them. They'll destroy you. Brother, if you don't stay together, stay together, stay together, stay together. Them birds come around where you're at and try to divide you. Don't divide. Stay together, stay together, stay together, and face the enemy.
Amen.
I know it's for somebody because God gave it to me. The wolves will kill off one another to keep the pack the right size. Sure will. They won't care for one another. They'll kill if they get hungry. They go to killing one another so there'll be food. Wolves will fight over their territory. They will. We ought to fight over our territory. Not be afraid. The wolves will swallow in a strange scent. You ever see a dog do that? Just get out and waller in a strange scent. And that's what wolves will do. Boys, if you get them around your church and every little old thing that happens, brother, they'll bring up some little old incident and business meeting that don't mean anything, and they want to waller in it. Am I telling you all right or not? Y'all know I'm telling you right. I won't tell you, praise God, I believe that a real sheep that wants to do right, if he's a sheep, he don't like to waller in stink, he wants to get away from it. You find folks wanting to waller in every stinking thing around the house of God, you got wolves on your hands. Wolves do not fight or chase well in water. They don't stay away from that water. They just don't fight good. And they'll stay away from it as much as they can and keep them animals away from the water. And I want to say to you, bless God, this morning they don't fight well when this right here is around. You got your little old suppositions and your little programs and your little old how-to seminars. Them wolves fight real good in that stuff. But the straight old powerful 1611 word of God, they can't stand that. Hallelujah to God, just preaching it straight like it is and asking no quarter and giving none. They don't like that. They don't fight well around the water. Give them the water. Get them around the water. When this bunch comes to your door and goes to talking about what Joe said, great God, lead them to the water. Take them to the Word of God. I'm telling you what's right. Preach the Word. That's why God's man said it. Preach the Word. Preach the Word. Preach the Word. And rabid wolves, they're thrown into fits of water. You got a bunch that hasn't got a high temper. Brethren get trying to reason things out with you and you go to quoting the Word of God, they go into fits. They'll say, all you ever do when I start talking to you about something, you want to go to quoting the Bible. Amen, amen. They're rabid wolves. Wolves sometimes make a trail through before they attempt to kill. Wolves will return to old kill sites and dig up old bones. Boy, if something happened 20 years ago, they just love to dig her up and eat and chew around on it. And chew around on it and chew around on it. They'll never let an old issue die. It'll make no difference who it was, what preacher it was. They'll never say anything about the times that he sat with them alone in the hospital in the midnight hours, when he wept with them at the funeral home. They'll never bring that up. The old man of God preached and preached to them and their children, he had a heart attack. They'll never talk about that. But if he ever makes one little old error under God, they'll stay with it and stay with it and harp on it until he has to leave. God help that bunch of hungry wolves. Wolves become quiet and passive in the face of great odds. You keep your group together and keep your church together, and the wolves can't do anything with it, do anything about it. Now I want you to listen to this. Brother Astor Perkle sent me this. Found this about that much in a little old magazine and sent it to me. And I read this, and my God, I had me a fit. It said mountain wolves, and that's what I consider myself to be. Said them mountain sheep, when attacked by wolves, they just moved to higher ground. Amen. When the wolves get after you, don't let them drag you down. Just move to higher ground. Don't complain. Don't get out in the mud, but move to higher ground. Wolves can be used to test for weak members of the flock. I found out, I went to that wolf park to have buffalo there. And they turned those wolves loose for the public to see and let them go out and test these buffalo. And see how they attack and how they work. And they told me, said, we had a wolf out here. One day we turned him loose on that buffalo. On the buffaloes out there and we finally called them in. And one wolf stayed with one buffalo, and finally two or three more wolves went and stayed with that buffalo, and we could not get them away from that buffalo, and we couldn't figure out why. But a week later, that buffalo came down with some kind of pneumonia. And them wolves could detect before the veterinarian could detect, or before the keepers could detect, that there's a weakness in that buffalo. Them wolves can detect a weakness in the flock. Wolves can be very friendly to the prey. How about that? Wolves never snarl or growl at the prey. They just attack. You better watch that. Some herders use guard dogs. She told me, the lady told me, said, now the best thing you can do to keep a wolf away from your flock is to have a guard dog. And I didn't realize it at the time, but after a while I remembered I had one. And she said, don't ever kill your guard dog. And I said, under God. I was about to cry. I said, hallelujah, I've been threatening to kill man. I mean, he sits over in the corner, you know, all the time, don't say too much. But if somebody goes to saying something about the church or his preacher, he says, hold it! He don't do much else. I mean, that's about all it's like he does. And brother, sometimes you don't like it, but if he's your guard dog, don't kill it. I had a wolf come around. He's wanting a position in the church and come to me and said, you took me out in the car, boys. I ought to know that then. Something's coming up. Well, I'm taking you to the car. And said, do you know any reason why that I shouldn't be a deacon here? And I said, yes, several. First of all, I don't want you. So I got two or three now I'd like to get rid of, and you just wouldn't be a plus addition for the church. But he's a wolf. He began to make his rounds. So the other members said to some of my deacons, he said, now what I want you to do, I believe that the Lord wants me to be a deacon here in the church, and I want us to bring it up at business meeting, and we'll get it passed before I let Brother Nelly have a chance to say anything about it. He was a little bit wrong, but he didn't realize that. But he didn't go very far until he ran into my guard dog. Asked him, said, do you know any reason why that I shouldn't be a deacon here? And my guard dog said several. First of all, he said, your wife don't know what she is, don't belong to church anywhere, and runs up and down the road all the time. And he said, number two, most important of all, my preacher said he didn't want you, and that's all there is to it. And if I hear any more out of you, I'm going to get you. Hallelujah! Thank God for my guard dog. You got two or three of them, you ought to bless God for it. Amen. Guard the wolves off your seat. I'm going to tell you, amen, number one, let it prompt. The preacher ought to be the main guard dog and not be afraid. I told you some things this morning. If they won't dress right, they don't break right, or they don't look right, they don't listen right and watch right, you ought to believe they're wolves. If they act like a wolf, sound like a wolf, dress like a wolf, until I find out before, I'm going to call them wolves and treat them like it. You all afraid? Have no reason to be afraid. Because I got an over shepherd that's watching over me. Amen, amen, amen. Some folks came to me and said I'd stopped a lady from playing the piano, didn't like her lifestyle. And I want to tell you all again this morning, right in the face of everything we're facing in these last days, adultery's becoming rampant. It's becoming accepted, acceptable in the pulpit, and even encouraged in the pulpit. God help us preachers. God help us preachers to make a stand. What is right 50 years ago, I'm going to say it again, is still right today. The wolf is the wolf is the wolf. Preachers, take your stand. Doesn't make any difference where they're from, what they look like, they all fall under the same classification. A wolf is a wolf is a wolf. You ought to make your stand against them. My daughter can play the piano better than your daughter. I told you you wouldn't like my way of howling. I wish you'd quit preaching rough and preach all rough. Oh, amen to God. You ought to recognize the wolf when you see one. You carry on so much, I'm ashamed to bring my kinfolk up here. Hallelujah to God. Amen, amen. We'd like to come up there, but you don't have nothing to entertain the young people. All you want to do is pray. I'm about to have myself a sheep fit. I don't know what that is, but I'm about to have myself a fit. Hey, hey, hey! The wolves don't make any difference how thick they are. The wolves ain't going to win. I don't don't care how high a position they hold, the wolves are not going to win. Hallelujah. Thank God standing back over yonder. I thank God's my shepherd. I'm raised in peace. I don't have to be afraid. Thank God in heaven. I do as I please in the Lord and just keep my grace. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, Brother Joel. Thank God, yes. Well, it's like the wolves are multiplying, getting thicker and thicker and thicker, and the little old flocks are getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. But my shepherd, but my shepherd, he's still the same size he always was, and his weapons are still mighty, and he's going to defend these sheep. Brother, you may leave your flock, but he'll never leave his. He shall stay. Hallelujah! I'm glad, thank God, I don't have to be afraid. My shepherd is on the scene. Glory, hallelujah to God. I'm glad, thank God I'm in. I'm glad I'm in God's flock. Great God, yes, I'm glad. Hallelujah. Glory! Is anybody else going to push it? I got a little while. I just want to talk about my shepherd. Great God in heaven. You can't beat my shepherd. You see, he's mine. He's not your shepherd. He's mine. Now, brother, you're just not his sheep. I'm his sheep too. Glory to God, he's bound to take care of me. Hallelujah. Well, there's some things about God's pasture. That shepherd takes care of the wolves. He'll lead us on clean pastures, good pastures. Them healthy sheep stand up to them wolves. Better than six sheep, ain't it? Preachers, you better remember this. On Sunday morning, you ought to feed your sheep. Quit fooling around with them. Don't give them fodder. Don't tell them what so-and-so said up yonder. Tell them what so-and-so said up yonder. Hey! Oh, brother, he's got the word. What he's got to feed the sheep. I don't care what they said down yonder, up yonder. I want to give them what God said. It'll always work in peace. Amen. I'm glad this morning my shepherd more than anything else in the world. I love you, preachers. Great God, I love preachers and do that. But you preachers may quit and let down a little further along the line. I've seen a lot I thought wouldn't. And they wound up letting down. But my shepherd, he's still standing. Just like he always stood. And I praise his great and wonderful name this morning. For his goodness and grace. I thank you for listening to me. The devil's going to give me a time over this. Because it's out of my style, you know, and out of my way of doing. But God gave it to me. Every time he wants me to, I'll bring it and just sit down and let God take it for the rest of it. I appreciate y'all listening. But I'll tell you about my shepherd. He'll